Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're tuned into Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:26 in the morning. Our Noodaloo 2, are we going to do our Noodaloo 2? Yeah. So, I think I need to go into the pet business because... So we have two dogs, right? We have Enzo the Wonder Dog, and we have Flo the...
Shih Tzu.
Right, I won't say it on the air. She's a little bitty dog, and I've talked to you about this before on the air, that a man my size should not have a dog that size. I've always made fun of men my size walking a dog like that. Can I tell you something? I love that little dog. I love that little dog. I don't know how to describe this little dog, but she is a little dog with a big personality, and it's the best thing that ever happened to Enzo the Wonder Dog. Even though he, I have the most needed, the dogs need therapy, okay? So Enzo's a big dog. She jumps up on the couch and goes upstairs and downstairs. Enzo only is on the first floor. He won't do any stairs. So every now and then, you know, Enzo will be lying at, first of all, I am coming back as a dog. He's lying on the floor, and I'll get down on the floor, and I'll be rubbing the dog. You know, hey, Enzo, how you doing? Like, he just got groomed, so he smells really good. And I'm, you know, rubbing him, and he loves it, and he paws me, and he's so happy to be rubbed. And she gets jealous and comes over and starts barking, right? That you're not giving me any attention. She's needy. I have the neediest dogs, okay? So remind me to tell you a funny story about Carmen moving and Enzo knowing that she was moving and coming over to her at the dinner table. It was really sweet. Anyway, when we take her outside in the salt and the walking, it's a huge problem. She really gets affected by the ice melt that's on there. So we tried buying boots. She wanted nothing to do with it. She said, these boots are not made for walking, Nancy Sinatra. That would have been a funny song, too. Well, my wife found this stuff, and we ordered it because we're selling this stuff at both of our hardware stores. And when I was talking to the guy to see if they wholesale this stuff, he goes, they're out of Connecticut, and he goes, I'm from Chicago. I'm a big fan of your radio show. Take a listen.
And they called it puppy love.
One of my favorite things is watching dogs wear booties for the first time. If I ever need a good laugh, I know I can rely on that. And with all this cold weather, finding a dog in boots is not that uncommon. However, what about the dogs that don't wear boots, which is most of them? This week's Noodaloo 2 isn't for you people, it's for your dog. Musher's Secret is an invisible boot for dogs made of dense barrier wax that forms a breathable bond with your dog's paws. Developed in Canada for use with sledding dogs, it provides tenacious protection even in the most extreme conditions. Great for mushing, hunting, walking, or before any outdoor activity. It's made from a blend of several food-grade waxes, so it's totally safe and natural, even if they lick it, which they probably will. The semi-permeable shield is absorbed into the paws, allowing perspiration to escape through the toes. Musher's Secret aids in protecting your dog's paws from salt and chemicals, ice buildup, snowballing. But wait, there's more. It's not just for cold temps, but for summer as well. It also protects against sand, sunburn, hot pavement, and any rough terrain. Depending on how often your pup is outdoors in these conditions, you only need to apply 1 to 3 times a week. All right, are you feeling a little left out because it's not about you this week, peeps? Fine, here's a secret. You can actually use Musher's Secret yourself on your cheeks and hands to prevent windburn. A jar of this stuff goes for about $15 to $20, depending on where you get it. You can find it on Amazon, Walmart, Target, and you can find out more at mushersecret.net. That's this week's Noodaloo 2.
It is amazing. I thought at first it was like a mink oil, but it's not. I put it on Flo's little pads. Honest to goodness, I can see the dog is happy to go outside. And what's interesting is that when she comes back in, there's no film that's left on the floor. So it's not like a sticky thing. You don't get done putting it on their pads. We posted this on my Facebook page. just with a little picture of a different dog that's not Flo, about this whole thing. And it's like it reached 20,000 people and they shared it like crazy, like they never even saw the stuff before. It was amazing, right? So it's called Musher's Secret. It's like a little round container. Shh, don't tell anybody. Woof. Okay, real quick dog story. Go to our Facebook page. You'll find it. And you can go to Edgebrook Ace Hardware and Villa Park House, where we own them. And we sell it there as well. And it really does work. Carmen moved to Los Angeles. She is chasing her dream to be a TV writer, and she moved there on Tuesday. We both got on airplanes Tuesday morning early. I went to New York to do the Today Show, and Carmen went to L.A. Wednesday morning. And she's there. She's getting settled. The night before she left, we had a little family dinner. All the kids were there except Mallory. She's back at school. My father-in-law's there. And back in the day, where our kitchen table is, we used to have a crate in the corner where Enzo would go when he was little. And we kept the crate there for years. And he used to always do this thing that when we would eat dinner, Enzo would go into the crate, just like to be with us. This is pre-flow. So the crate's been gone for years, okay? And Enzo now pays no attention to us eating dinner, whatever. We had bags packed. We loaded the bags in the car because Carmen and I were leaving super early. When Carmen sat at the table, she sat over in that corner. And Enzo came. And Carmen is not a dog lover. I mean, she likes the dogs, but she's not a, I love you, Enzo, I love you, Flo. I mean, it's kind of a running joke. He came over in the corner and sat right next to her the whole time we were there at dinner. And you totally got this sense that he knew she was leaving. It was really sweet. I love dogs.
That really, that makes me tear up. I know I tear up all the time, but I'm
talking about a dog.
Sweet.
I know.
I've heard all kinds of stories like that.
It's amazing.
From people. Dogs and cats.
It's just really amazing that he knew that she was gone, and we all recognize it, which is really sweet. Really funny. It really was sweet. When we used to sit there and pray before dinner when the kids were little, he'd come over and we'd hold hands to pray. He'd put his paw on. I swear to God.
I joke all the time.
I think Enzo's Catholic.
When people post on Facebook that they lost their pet, I think it affects me sometimes more than when people say, I'm so sorry I lost my mom.
We lost our dog Barney, I don't know how many years ago now. It's got to be 11, 12, 13, 14 years ago. And if I think back and start to tell the story to somebody about it, I can't not cry because it was such an emotional thing.